This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Heavy rains continue to pound the northeastern states, disrupting road transport and train services. Torrential monsoon rains have claimed at least 27 lives across the northeast. Authorities have issued alerts across the region as more rains are expected. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday spoke to chief ministers of Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh and offered centres full support. Rescue teams including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities are working round the clock to help those affected. With more rains expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Silchar in South Assam recorded 415.8 mm rainfall in 24 hours, breaking a more than 100 years record. Meanwhile, the Met Department has forecast rainfall along with thunderstorms and gusty winds over northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days, with peak activity expected today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with the President of Asian Development Bank, Masato Kanda, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides shared perspectives on a wide range of issues. Mr. Kanda conveyed that ADB will direct $10 billion, including 30 third-party capital, over the next 5 years into municipal infrastructure development, extending metro networks, building new regional rapid transit system corridors, and modernizing city services. Union Home Minister Amit Shah claimed that the BJP is aiming to form the next government in West Bengal after 2026 assembly elections. Addressing a rally at the Netaji Indoor Stadium in Kolkata, Mr. Shah strongly criticized the state government and pointed to the post-poll violence, infiltration from across borders, corruption and a rise in crimes against women as signs of administrative failure.
ए महान बंग भूमि को आज घुसपैठ भ्रष्टाचार स्त्रियों पर अत्याचार अपराध बम धमाके और हिंदुओं के साथ दुराचार का केंद्र बनाकर रख दिया है यही बंगाल में चुनावी हिंसा जिसमें चुनाव के वक्त सैकड़ों भारतीय जनता पार्टी के कार्यकर्ताओं को मौत के घाट उतार दिया जाए
Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that farming is the greatest strength of the country's economy. Addressing the National Commemorative Seminar on 60 years of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyaya's Integral Humanism lectures in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan highlighted the encouraging decline in rural poverty and the positive changes in the living standards of people in the country. Mr. Chauhan said that India as a nation will move forward with a harmonious blend of cultural heritage and modernity. The government of Sikkim is gearing up to host the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, a sacred pilgrimage to the abode of Lord Shiva after a 5-year hiatus. The yatra will commence with the arrival of the first batch of pilgrims in Gangtok on 15th June 2025. The yatra will start from Gangtok and proceed to Nathula before crossing into Chinese territory to reach Kailash and Mansarovar. The entire journey is expected to take around 20 to 21 days to complete. The International Crimes Tribunal Bangladesh chapter issued arrest warrants against former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal for alleged crimes against humanity during last year's mass uprising. A 3-member ICT bench passed the order after accepting the charges against them, including against the former General of Police. In IPL Qualifier 2 match, Mumbai Indians have set a victory target of 204 runs for Punjab Kings at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Putting into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 203 for 6 in their stipulated 20 overs. For Mumbai Indians, Tilak Verma and Surya Kumar Yadav were the top scorers with 44 runs each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.